From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On this special presentation of On Story, we're taking a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 26th Annual Austin Film Festival and the filmmakers behind those films. We spoke with filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world and the challenges they faced in their creative process, as well as the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. This week on Story, co-writers and directors Alexandra Kotcheff and Hannah Letter discussed the process of making their feature film, The Planters. The film is a whimsically stylized comedy about a woman who buries treasure in the desert and befriends another young woman with a multitude of personalities. Kotcheff and Letter both star in the film. I spoke to both ahead of the film's premiere at the State Theater on Friday, October 25th.
My name is Alexandra Kotcheff.
I'm Hannah Letter.
And we are the creators of The Planters!
We have known each other since we were 8 years old and have been making films since we were about 12. And
getting up to other mischief meanwhile. And our first feature is coming out this year at your festival.
Well, tell us, Ellie, this is a very unique film. It's mostly the two of you. So you wrote it, directed it, right, and acting, and are acting in it. You're kind of everything, yes?
That is correct. We did everything on this film. We were the entire crew. We weren't the entire cast, actually, but we were the entire crew in production, and that is how we made this crazy, crazy, wackadoodle film.
So talk to us a little bit about what it's about and where that idea came from between the two of you. It sounds like you've collaborated on a bunch of stuff before. So how did you guys know that this was, okay, well, this is the one that we could develop into a feature?
Strangely, we had this wild hair idea to go out to the desert in 2 weeks, which quickly became what we realized would be our concept shoot, where we discovered how we could shoot a film without a crew. But the idea originally came from an image, actually, we had of two women being released from an insane asylum and colliding into each other and becoming friends. That is not what the story ended up being. At least one of the characters maybe stayed in that realm. But that was the seedling in the image. And it really, really started with the characters and developing Martha Plant, our protagonist, and Sadie Mayflower. And from there, we found the story of these two social outcasts. I think while it started out as a unique friendship between two, I think part of what the characters give each other different things. But our protagonist, Martha Plant, is a lonely telemarketer who has no friends and doesn't know how to communicate with people. She's grieving the loss of her parents, and in her grief, befriends this very strange woman with multiple personalities, and she gives Martha the gift of at least learning how to talk to people.
I have another job. I work from home. So if you want to be in the house while I'm doing that, it needs to be like you have a speech disorder where you're unable to speak.
Okay. What's the job?
I sell air conditioning units.
That sounds like fun.
It's not.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, Martha.
I think bringing in a third and fourth character, at least the third, Richard Cox, who becomes Martha's love interest, is really about being able to explore what Martha is able to learn from her relationship with Sadie, which is how to communicate, how to express love. And you can't really do that with just two characters. I mean, you could, but if there's a little more depth and complexity you can mine there with bringing in someone like Richard Cox. And Jesus came in as a spiritual advisor of sorts because we needed someone who could be there for her through that.
How do you approach working with each other in your ideas, what to keep, what to develop more, what to get rid of? You know, how do you kill your darlings when there's two of you making that decision?
Well, it's interesting. This, I'll start off with saying that our other lead actor, Phil Paralisi, who plays Richard Cox, calls us Hansandra. Like, I'm Alexandra, Hannah's Hannah. But that kind of theme applies to the way we write, where he says, two bodies, one brain. It's just, we have very similar tastes. It's rare that if we disagree, it's just a conversation where we show both sides. And I think I love Hannah's ideas. So, and I'd say she's pretty fond of mine too. And it works out well. I think it's just a good match. It's probably chosen way before we were born. That's what it feels like.
Well, so one of the things that I thought was a really beautiful enhancement to these characters that you created was using the setting that you have in this film, this desert space, as another character almost in the storytelling. Can you talk about how you chose that, how you chose your locations that way? Was that actually intended? And if so, you know, how you looked at the production process in that in order to maintain that relationship amongst these women?
The desertscape was there from the beginning. We always wanted these characters to collide in the desert. There's something about the desert that is lonely and dead, even though there's life in the desert. It's bleak and almost post-apocalyptic in a way. And we love the idea of these kind of lonely characters finding each other in this very dreary landscape. And in terms of finding these locations for what became the concept shoot, we found this Airbnb out in Bombay Beach, which is in the Salton Sea, which is a very strange place, which looks like a beach, but the sand is actually dead fish bones. And we felt very inspired by that. And then kind of branched out from there. We would just drive around in that area and look for interesting spots where we could be very, very little in the frame. And we found what ended up being Martha's Interior, another Airbnb in Palm Springs, which was actually a 55-plus retirement community. It was a mobile home. We actually lived there for about 5 months in 120-degree heat. And that's how we found Martha's home. And then New Mexico, we were just researching online interesting old ghost towns. And the town we ended up in, I actually can't even remember the name.
It's the place of the last corporal hanging in the United States, or in New Mexico. It was a creepy place, let me just tell you.
What's this now? This is your first feature that you're about to get your first live experience playing your film for audiences and talking about it afterwards. I mean, how is this all fitting into your vision of what you all set out to do?
I felt very exciting to have people see and respond and be laughing at things that we were laughing at amongst ourselves but weren't sure.
And laughing at stuff we don't even think is that funny. It's funny to them, though. So it's really cool.
On Story is brought to you in part by the Alice Kleberg Reynolds Foundation, a Texas family providing innovative funding since 1979. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department, the Texas Commission on the Arts, the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services, and the Texas Library and Archives Commission. This program is also made possible in part by a grant from Humanities Texas, the state affiliate for the National Endowment for the Humanities. On Story is supported in part by Too Far Media, immersive story experiences by Rich Chaparro. The show is produced by myself, Barbara Morgan. Our associate producers are Colin Heyer, Sonia McCarter, and Maya Perez. Our editors are Jamal Knox and Travis Neely. Audio capture by Travis Kennedy. Music by Brian Ramos. Production assistance comes from The Sound Lab, Inc., Travis Kennedy, and KUT 90.5 in Austin. Go to austinfilmfestival.com to find out more about Austin Film Festival and conference each October. Until next time, I'm Barbara Morgan, and this has been Austin Film Festival's On Story.